All right, welcome to the Vital Life Podcast. In this episode, we got something that's gonna hit different. We got something that honestly will change your life. Again, I'd be changing your life. That's what I do. That's why it's called Vital Life and not Vital whatever else I could have named it. In this episode, we're gonna be going through the other. And by the other, I'm referring to the other people in your life that you're gonna have to deal with and you're gonna have to work with in life. And it's kind of hard to deal with these people if you don't understand them and you don't understand that there is another, there is a different person, and they are experiencing different things. So if you're excited to learn a lot, because this stuff right here is what changed my perspective on people and my relationships with other people. And it helped me ease the issues that I was running into. So if you're excited for this episode, let me know. You know, go subscribe. You got to subscribe. If you're not subscribed to Spotify and Apple Podcasts, you're doing yourself a disservice. And you should go and check out that Instagram page. I think we got a product out. I think we got our first product out. So with that being said, it's time to talk about the other. In your life, you're going to have to deal with other people. It sounds bad saying like you have to deal with other people, but like that's the reality of it. You have to learn to manage your relationships with other people and with yourself. You have to understand that they are doing something that makes sense to them and not to you. And that's okay. We all have different perspectives. And to some people, what they are doing makes sense, complete sense, so much more sense than what you're doing. And it's okay to differ, vice versa. There are different perspectives that people will take that make it so that we are different. And that's the whole point. You know, we're all different and we all have something to give based on our perspectives. Why would I even choose to talk about this? Honestly, why would I even choose to talk about this? This seems something so trivial and something that won't change your life and won't impact anything. But when it comes down to this, managing your relationship with people and other people and understanding them so you don't get angry, so you don't get frustrated, so you don't sabotage yourself, so you don't sabotage them, is very important. If you can't do this, you're never going to get ahead in life. If you want to get ahead, you can't do this, you're never going to be able to have a relationship with another person, whether it's a girlfriend or a boyfriend. If you can't manage the other, you're going to be suffering in social situations where you're going to be sabotaging yourself, and you're never going to have the solid connections that you want in life that make your life so meaningful. So yes, it is important to know about the other. And it is important to value the other. All right, so who is the other that I'm talking so much about that seems to be so important, yet I don't even know who they are? The other is the second person perspective. The other is the other person pertaining to anyone else in your life that is not you. And being able to see their viewpoints takes time to learn, but it's once you understand why people do the things that they do, it makes it so much easier to understand where they're coming from and how to get to solution that you're both satisfied with. I'm going to give you a great example that's honestly very extreme, but this is what made it click for me on understanding the second person, understanding the other. I was walking down the stairs in my apartment complex, and I was learning about this stuff and how there's other people and they have different ideas. And I just thought, let's think about what happened in 9/11. Let's think about those terrorists that did the horrible things that they did. Do you think they thought they were doing horrible things? Do you think they thought what they were doing was wrong? I'm not saying it was right, but I'm saying to them, it seemed like the only option, it seemed like the only choice. It seemed like the holiest of choices to them. And when I realized this, as extreme as it is and as horrible as it was, it clicked. That people don't do things because it doesn't make sense. People only do things because it makes sense to them. Just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean it doesn't make sense. Everyone's going to be at their own levels. Everyone's going to have their own perspectives and their own choices to make. And they're doing the best with what they have at the moment. Yes, they might not be doing the best from another level. But from what they're doing, it's all they got. It's all they got. And you have to be able to work with that. You have to understand that people will not be at the same level and have the same perspective that you do. Once you understand this, you can start to look through their eyes. You can look through their eyes. You can see why they're making the choices they're making. You can start to understand them, walk a day in their life, and find a solution that they don't see. you can start to see things that they don't see because you can look at their perspective and now you have your own perspective. It's so powerful. It's going to get you solutions. It's going to get you so much further ahead in life because now you understand that you don't know and they don't know and we all don't know. You need multiple perspectives to fill a solution. Think of it as you're laying a wall of bricks and every single brick is someone's perspective. If you want to get the highest wall and the highest solution, the best solution that you can get, you have to lay all the bricks. You have to lay all the perspectives. You can't leave out a brick in the middle or else the wall is going to come down. Maybe not. It's probably not the best metaphor, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. That if you leave a hole of bricks, you're going to be leaving out a bunch of perspectives and that wall is going to crumble. You got to understand if you're going to build anything, if you're going to be with any person, if you're going to be in a relationship, you need to understand the importance of the other. You can't go through relationships only thinking about yourself. That's not how it works. You need to understand yourself and you need to understand the other person that you're with. If what they're doing seems irrational, it clearly might be, it makes sense to them because they're on a different level than you. I want to go out and say like thank you to Ken Wilber, who is one of the people who enlightened me to this subject and really took it another level. So if you want to listen to any books by Ken Wilber, he is deemed the Einstein of consciousness and the things that he has thought of are deserving of the title of the Einstein of consciousness. This man is beyond and someone who I aspire to resonate with, aspire to become more like, model myself and take with me what I can. Getting back to the other and understanding how important it is. If you don't yet understand the importance of the other, just think about it as this. How often in your life can you be sane and go a day without meeting someone, without talking with someone else? I mean, I know for me, I will go insane if I go a day without talking to people. I mean, maybe not insane, but it's a big part of my life being able to talk to other people and being able to share and communicate and resonate with other people. If that wasn't here in my life, I wouldn't be doing this right now. I wouldn't be talking to you. Understanding the other and understanding why people make the decisions they make and how they're going to make future decisions can also serve as a powerful tool. You can start to predict people because a lot of the times people don't change that quick. You know, people don't change that quick. You can. If you're listening to this, you very clearly can because you're clearly listening to this and you want to know more and you want to learn. And that's the thing. If you want to learn, you'll change and you'll grow. But a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people, I don't call it dead time. Robert Greene calls it dead time. You have alive time and you have dead time. You have time where you're alive and learning and building skill sets. And you have time where you're dead and you're just waiting. You're letting life pass you by and you're not able to take control, take over the reins of life and grow yourself. You might not ever be able to take control of life, but what you can do is steer it. All right. So now that you know why the other is important, how can you start to understand the other? How can you start to understand their perspectives? It's one thing to say, yeah, go understand someone and see why they're doing the things that they're doing. But it really comes with time. It comes with learning yourself. First, you need to understand yourself and you need to understand the things that you do. And then once you start to understand the things that you do, you can start to see parallels with other people and discontinuities, disconnections between other people. What morals do you have that they don't have? What values do you have that they don't have? What personality traits that do you have? Look at yourself, understand yourself, understand yourself, your personality, your traits, what you like to do and what you don't like to do, what you believe in, what you don't believe in. All of these things come together to make you. And so once you start to understand the pieces that are important to make you, you can start to understand the pieces that make others. Again, Ken Wilber took this to another level, to a maximum, and created an entire framework. Starting from, he does levels, basically, and he does them with colors. He goes from the very bottom is the initial human nature when you're born and you're just ape, your ape brain. And he goes to the very top when you are supreme consciousness and you are one with everything and you understand and let everything be with what it is. It's called the integral theory. And this will be essential to understanding you. There's another book called The Theory of You by Otto Shamer. I haven't read his book. I've been referred to it and I might go and read it. But the reality is you can't understand the other until you understand yourself. And understanding yourself comes with understanding why you're doing the things you're doing. What makes you happy? What things do you appreciate? Why is gratitude so important to you? Why is money so important to you? Why is fame? What insecurities do you have that are shaping how you act? I'm going to give you a great example of how I see people. A lot of the times when I talk about things, I don't think the things that they're thinking. I don't think the way that they're thinking. When I talk about something and people come at me like, hey, you should become defensive. Basically, when people become defensive when I'm talking about something, I'm not targeting them. That's not what I care about. But when they become defensive, it's so clear that they have an insecurity about what I'm talking about. It's so clear that I might have an insecurity if I become defensive. You got to understand people act, and women are phenomenal at understanding the reasons behind the way people talk. Women don't listen to the words you're saying. They listen to where you're coming from. What caused you to say that? That's what girls are so damn good at listening to. And that's why for guys, when you think like, oh, all girls are crazy. No, they're not crazy. Some might be, honestly, some might be. But girls and women come from a different place than men do. Girls and women come from a place of understanding the drivers for how people act, rather than listening to directly in what they say. It's not that they're less logical. They are more socially attuned than men. They are actually more logical in social situations. They are primed to understand the behavior of men. They are primed to understand why people are doing the things that they're doing and what they're coming from. And so you, honestly, to embrace this, you embrace the feminine side of yourself. And you start to understand. This is a big topic, and I'd love to go into this and talk about things like books, honestly, on this subject. This subject is insane, but I'm going to stay with the other. If you want me to go in depth on any of the things I just talked about, let me know. Send me a message. Gosh, follow me on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please let me know you're out there. If it hasn't been clear yet, if I haven't gone through enough why understanding the other person is important, then just listen. Listen for it in your life. Start to look at other people and start to listen to where you can improve your relationship. Look at the things that you can improve in your life with regards to other people. Look at how you treat other people. Look at how other people cause you to feel, the way other people make you feel. Are you anxious? Are you nervous? Does this person make you angry? Does this person make you upset? This kind of stuff is important. Because once you start to understand how you're feeling with other people, what's making you feel like that, and what personalities, what morals and the morals that they have and you have are making you feel like that. Morals are a very big thing. Values are a very big thing. These are important. Honestly, values are so important. I'll do an entire episode on this because I have a wall of values where I just write down a word, but the word means something to me. It literally means something to me. It's not just a word. And I embody the word. I embody the experience. I embody the feelings. Now, the last thing I'm going to do really quick is give a story, you know, give a story as to how. And how clearly it is that the other is the other, and how clearly it is that I can start to learn. Now that I understand myself a fair bit, I can look at them and be like, okay, this is the other, and I can see their perspective. And there's another tier to this. You could be a third person perspective and see each of us indifferently and not care, not be attached to either or. I'm going to give a great example, right? How does the other, understanding the other, how do you do this? How do you do this? How do you understand the other, and why would I do this? So when starting this business, very early on, you know, other people are, you're going to be working with other people. You know, you're going to go to meetings and you're going to talk with other people. You're going to meet with other people and you're going to hear from them. You're going to hear from them on what you should be doing. And that's all it is. You're hearing from them and what they think you should be doing. They don't know the full story. They don't know everything that you're doing. I'm not saying they should be discredited, but it's very clear that their perspective is limited, and they're telling you what you should be doing. You're hearing, hey, you should go do this, and if you go over there and talk to this person, then they'll be able to do this. And so you end up on a wild goose chase if you don't understand what they're actually implying and what they're trying to do. They're trying to help you. They're trying to serve you. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're self-serving. Maybe you go into a meeting, you talk with someone, and they're trying to sell you something. And they pull you in. And you're like, okay, I'm going to do all these things. And you go and you help them, you talk to them, and then they hit you with it. Yeah, but I can't do this anymore. I'm going to need money to continue. Or they don't even tell you. Like, they weren't even doing anything for free. They just pulled you in and tried to sell you something. It's very common. These are two examples, you know, like, just honestly, right now, that I've experienced very easily. I could go in more on people are genuine, but they are defensive. We are people. Some people they act out. You know, this is a big world we're living in. And I've already experienced quite a lot of the darker side of people, the parts where people are defensive. They are defending themselves. They were hurt somehow, and now they act out in different ways. Now they're greedy. Now they want to be on top. Now they're super extremely, they're empty. They're empty in ambition, where they just want general ambition. They don't have something they're striving towards. They don't have a fulfillment that they're trying to do. They're just trying to get more and more and more. You need to be able to spot these people. You need to be able to point these people out so you don't associate with them, so you don't fall into their trap. This is not an easy world to live in. People are out there to serve themselves first a lot of the time. A lot of people don't have the actual morals and values that you want, you know, that you might have. You know, you might be an altruistic and a great person, but a lot of us can fall into the very easily habits of defensiveness and self-servingness. We're greedy because we feel cornered. We're trapped in a corner. That's what happens when you see people that have these pathologies. They're trapped in a corner, and they're lashing out. They're trying to get everything that they can because they're afraid that it won't last. It won't be here forever. And you need to be able to identify these people. You need to be able to understand the other. You can identify them. You can understand why they're doing it, and you could feel bad for them. I'm not saying feel bad for them. It's like, oh, I feel bad for you. I'm saying feel for them. You understand that they have been screwed over. Something has happened to them to cause this pain in their life, to cause this pathology of an emotion, to cause this pathology of a personality type. If you have some of these personality types, look at what happened, you know? Look at what happened to you. People don't want to be evil. People don't want to be mean and cruel and disliked. They don't want to do that. But it seems like it's in themselves. It's in their nature. It's a part of them. But you got to understand why they're doing the things that they're doing so you can feel for them. If you hate, that hate is going to do nothing for you. It's only going to eventually take you down. If you're greedy and you screw everyone over, it's eventually going to just end up screwing you over. There is no benefit to these things. It'll only be a short-term benefit. Understand the other. Understand why people are doing what they're doing. Understand that they have their own perspectives. They have their own opinions. They have their own ideas. And it's all based on their own truth. It's all based on their own truth, their own knowledge. It's not based on your knowledge. It's not based on the world knowledge. It's not based on all the facts that there are out there, because we can't do that. We make the best decisions with the information that we have received. That's what humans do. We make the best decisions with the information that we have on hand. Sometimes we might even know something, but don't make the right decision because we don't have the actual mental capabilities of pulling that decision out.
analyzing and having proper judgment is a skill in itself. And so a lot of people can know the right things to do and still do the wrong things because they cannot bring that to the front. They can look back at it and be like, oh, I should have did this. But in the moment, if you don't have the skill of analyzing and doing these things, you might not be able to make the right choices. And a lot of people are doing this. And so if you enjoyed this episode of The Other and having a second person perspective and you want more stuff like this, I love this kind of stuff too. This is a social, I love psychology. I love understanding why people are doing the things, why I was doing the things I'm doing. So if you like it, send me a message, text me, you know, Luke@thevitallife.com. Subscribe, Apple and Spotify podcasts, and go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Until next time, go live that vital life, baby.